was blessed by my family. I was blessed by my friends who all bought me a gift. And we live in a world that says, if you can get something else, go and do it. Now, am I saying sales shopping is wrong? I'm not saying that. But have we lost the art of gratitude when we go, thanks for what you bought me, but now I'm going to leave my family and I'm going to go and queue at midnight on Christmas Day for a sale that starts in 5 hours? I just want to put that to you. Do we live in a world and in a society that's lost the art of thankfulness and lost the art of gratitude and lost the art of actually what Christmas is all about? Lost the art of what everything is all about. You know, we had family in our home at that point on Christmas Day, and nothing in me, apart from the fact that it was really cold outside, nothing in me wanted to leave them. Some of them had traveled. Well, actually, no, Math went and picked them up. So Math had traveled a lot to have our family with us. I want to say to us, how much gratitude and thankfulness do we have? Do we show it right as well as just say it? And have we lost the art of gratitude because we're so quick to move on to the next big thing that we actually forget to enjoy and be thankful for what we have now? We're always looking for the next big thing, for the next big move, for the next house, for the next car, for the next thing, whatever it might be. We're always looking for the next big job opportunity that actually sometimes we forget to stand in the present and be thankful for what he has done. Like probably everyone sat in the room, there are highs that I can point to in 2018 and there are lows that I can point to. But I want to stand in my present and be thankful. I love looking forward. I love, we've planned, and I've lost the flyers or else you would have got them this morning, but we've planned a whole 12 months for the life of our church and we want to let you know what's going on. And we're planning and we're wanting God to do amazing things. But sometimes we need to stand in the moment and be thankful. Be thankful for what God has given and what God has done. I'm thankful there are people sat in here this morning that were not sat here 12 months ago. I'm thankful. I'm aware that there are people not sat here that were. And that's hard. And those have been some of our lows that some of you have gone through personally and we've gone through as a church. But I am thankful this morning for how they impacted my life. I am thankful this morning that there are people sat in this room that we didn't know 12 months ago, but they've become family today. I am thankful. And sometimes we've got to forget what's the next big thing and stand in the moment and thank God and praise him for what he has done. Thankfulness and gratitude are characteristics that I think are grossly neglected today. If you've got kids, I don't know if you've ever had that thing where they've been given a present and they react as kids react. And some of the things my kids have said, let me tell you some of the things. Do not tell them these, okay? And they were a few years ago. We have trained them better now, all right? But I can remember my kids got some presents. Math's mum is amazing, and she just comes with this sack of stuff that she's accumulated over the year. She starts like shopping in January, and there's just stuff. There's little teddy bears or little chocolate bars, and she wraps them all up so the kids have loads of things to open. And I can remember one year, I think it was Ollie, but we were at their house and they were opening the presents, and we got to the end, and Ollie looked, he went, "Is that it?" And you just kind of cower as a mum and think, "Oh, you can't say that to your granny." And he's like, "Is that it?" And like my kids come up with stuff like that, or they might come up with when they open something and they just go, "Yeah, I don't like that." I don't know if your kids have ever done that. It's not a great moment as a mum when they open something that, and the person is there. If they're not there, it doesn't really matter. But the person's there who's going, "Yeah, I don't like that." So like, you know, we have trained our children. You know, we have the conversation with them. You just say thank you. You just say thank you. You don't say, "Is that it?" And you just say thank you. You see, sometimes we kind of get embarrassed when our kids say something like that. But our gratitude is not just in what we say or in the words that come out of our mouth, but our gratitude is seen in our actions as well. Thankfulness shouldn't just be something spoken, but it should be expressed in more ways than just through our mouth. We show someone that we're thankful and we're grateful to them by the way we treat them, We show someone our thankfulness and our gratitude, yes, by what we say, but on Christmas Day, I don't know how many hugs I had from my mother-in-law just to say thank you for coming over and thank you for being with us and thank you for our gifts. And she's a great mum-in-law. And they were just exchanges on Christmas Day that were more about the gift, and it was more about than just what we said. It was about how we treated one another. And I want to say to us this morning, let our thankfulness in 2019 not just be verbal, not just be something that we have trained ourselves to say. We have trained our kids in what to say. But you know what said thank you to Granny more than anything else, more than saying thank you, was when we watched a movie and Caitlin just went up and snuggled next to her. And she just put her arm round her and she just told her she loved her. That said thank you to Granny more than thank you, Granny, for my teddy, or thank you for my selection box, or more than saying it, it's that we show it. And I want to say to us this morning that actually let's begin to show our gratitude and our thankfulness. We thank God when we begin to live for the things that are right. This morning I'm not going to speak for long. I love the testimonies that we've had, and I'm not going to talk for very long at all, and we're going to come and worship one last time together. But this morning, I want to say, let's do more than just speak our thankfulness. Let's show our thankfulness. Maybe there's someone in this room this morning that has been kind to you. Why don't you show your thankfulness? Not just kind of say it, just give them a hug, give them a high five if you're not into hugging, you know. Do something, write them a note. Write them a card. Just, I want to say thank you for 2018. There are people sat in this room that I am extremely grateful to, and they don't even really realize the impact they've had on my life in this year. I'm grateful to those guys who rock up on a Tuesday morning to pray with me. Because every other Tuesday, and I know they're going to be there, and I know they're going to rock up. And we pray together, and we ask God on behalf of our church, and I know that they pray for me. I'm thankful this morning to the new Connect group that I'm a privilege to be a part of and lead. I'm thankful for Sharon, who leads it with me. I'm thankful this morning for my family. But you know what? I need to do more than just tell Matt I'm thankful. I need to be able to show in some way. You know, this morning, let's do more than just do what we've trained ourselves to do. Let's let 2019 be a year when we express our gratitude and our thanks, when we go against the trend, which is let's neglect this spirit of gratitude and this spirit of thankfulness, and let's go after what we can get for ourselves. But let's let 2019 be a time when we express our gratitude and our thankfulness in brand new ways. What can you do to thank the people in your world? What can you do, husbands, to thank your wife? Wives, to thank your husbands. What can we do to thank our kids for being awesome? And I'm not saying buying things. I'm saying, what can we do? How can we show them that we just think they're amazing? We did a party last week for some of our senior team and their children. And we kind of went all out and out on it. And they were plate decorating. And we got the disco lights that we bought for our wedding. And the bubble machine. And we set it all up in the back room and we did a disco for them. And because you know what? They're dragged to church all the time and they love it. And they love being part of it. But we just wanted to say thank you. And not just to our senior staff's kids, but also to our kids. I want to say thank you to Caitlin and Ollie, because actually they do great. And they come to stuff that you guys probably have no idea that they come to, and they want to come. What can you do to show those in your world how thankful you are to them? What can you do? How can you express your gratitude and your thankfulness to those people that do life with you? How can I do that? How can I express? How can I? And this year, I want us to go into this year thankful. Thankfulness is a password into God's presence. I know sometimes I say to our team, in different stuff that I lead, right? We're going to spend the first 10 minutes of praying just saying thank you. Do you know what? It's really difficult, because you want to get into please. You want to get into the ask. You want to get into, God, can you do this? God, we expect this. God, will you do that? In the name of Jesus, you're going to do this. And do you know what? Sometimes we need to come, and maybe there are going to be some Tuesday nights where we're not going to pray for anything. We're just going to worship and thank him. Do you know what? We find that hard because we have been trained and conditioned that actually when we pray, we come to ask. Actually, when we pray, let's come to thank. Let's come to worship. Let's come to give him what he deserves. And yes, when we ask, he does meet our needs. And we have heard story after story about that today. And that is incredible. But sometimes we need to come and just say thank you. Let thankfulness be the characteristic and gratitude be the characteristic of 2019. And you know what? We can put on programs and we will do, and we can put on great stuff and we will do. But actually what we need more than anything else is the presence of God in 2019. What we need is the presence of the Holy Spirit in everywhere that we go to affect every life that we come into contact with. Do you know, in 2019, God has people lined up for you to speak to. God has people lined up that you are going to affect and you are going to influence. Let's go into 2019 believing that. Let's go into 2019 with thank you as the password. God, thank you that I get to go into this job, even though I may not always like it. Thank you for the person that sits in the desk across from me. Thank you for where I get to go. Thank you for the clubs I get to go in, the you know, the different things, the different places that we go to. God, will you put people in all of those places that I can influence and I can talk to? Thank you in advance for those people who are going to have lives influenced with the gospel of Jesus Christ this year. Let's enter 2019 with thankfulness. Let's enter 2019 with a grateful and a thankful heart. What we're going to do is we're just going to come and we're going to worship together. As we end this final Sunday, and we're going to sing a song called Oceans, and we're going to come and we're going to thank God. And for some of you, God has taken you this last year where your feet might not have wanted to go, but he's brought you through. But we need to come again and say, God, will you be with us as we close one year and we open the next? Maybe there's someone sat near you and you think, Joe, I'm just going to go and pray. We don't have to stay in our seats for this bit. We're going to lead the song and all of that. But maybe there's someone that you go, I'm just going to go and stand with them.